I would like to preface this podcast by stating that when researching and discussing early human history, and this is tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of years ago that we're talking about, we are limited by what I can summate is three things. Number one, the amount of fossil and geological evidence that we have at our disposal. Number two, the accuracy of the tools and processes we use to date these things. And number three, our perception of that data and how we turn that into a narrative. I've researched for many hours on the topics in this podcast and have continually found conflicting dates, conflicting estimations, narratives. So I've done my best to check sources, consolidate the information, and find a balanced truth given our current knowledge of the situation. And because we're talking about tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of years ago, please be aware that just about every fact in this episode is subject to change in the future. So, that being said, let's get into it. $13.8 billion years ago, the universe comes into existence. $4.5 billion years ago, the Earth comes into existence. $3.8 billion years ago, the Earth cools down, the oceans form, and we see our first life of single-celled organisms. 470 million years ago, first land plants. 450 million years ago, first animals. 325 million years ago, the first reptiles, and then dinosaurs come onto the scene 248 million years ago. Not long after that, 200 million years ago, you see the first mammals. That's us. 65 million years ago, the mass extinction of the dinosaurs, a cataclysmic extinction event at the end of the Jurassic period, we think was caused by a big meteorite. 60 million years ago, the first primates begin swinging in the trees of Africa's jungles. And 15 million years ago, we see the first apes. 3.5 million years ago, the first hominids appear in East Africa. 300,000 years ago, we see the first Homo sapiens, the first real humans. 150,000 years ago, they migrate out of Africa. And 65,000 years ago, the first Homo sapiens reach the shores of Australia. And this is where our story kicks off. In this podcast, I'll be discussing the history of Australia, from the first Homo sapiens to set foot on this Aussie soil to the latest political scandal. I plan to cover a very wide variety of topics in this podcast. It's the first season, and I'll be going over a broad overview in chronological order of the history of this great country, the Indigenous people, the Dutch landings in the West, the English landings in the East, colonization, federation, all the way through to current day. And I'm certain that this is a story that not many people of this world know, and it's my mission to change that. Welcome to the History of Australia. About 700 kilometres or 435 miles northwest of Darwin, which is the capital city of Australia's Northern Territory, is the island nation called Timor. It's the southernmost island in the Southeast Asian region, and it's where 65,000 years ago, Homo sapiens, whose ancestors had walked across all the way from Africa, built primitive rafts or boats, and they began floating out to sea on the longest ocean voyage ever made by a human at that time. Now, I'm taking a little bit of liberty here calling it a voyage. Hard evidence from the time period is extremely minimal, so we don't know why these people decided to float out to an infinite deadly blue expanse. But we just know that they did. They had to have. Southeast Asia is an archipelago, which means a bunch of islands. And 65,000 years ago, it was a glacial period in the Earth's climate cycle. This means that most of the Earth's water is held up in glaciers and ice shelves in the northern and southern poles of the planet, which means that the sea levels are lower, so the islands of Southeast Asia were even closer together than they are today. Ancient humans standing atop mountains in Indonesia would have been able to see other islands over the water and travel to them either by floating on currents or, more likely, by building some kind of primitive raft. These islands that they landed on would have been untouched, with swathes of live game to hunt and plants to eat. It would have been goddamn heaven for them. And after each successful crossing, some people would stay on an island and others would set off again to the next nearby island. It seems rather plausible, their island hopping through Southeast Asia, until you reach that last island, the southernmost island, Timor. Now, it's important to note that when the water levels were low, the mainland of what is now Australia was connected to the island of New Guinea, which is an island nation today that's north of Australia. This big continuous landmass of Australia, New Guinea, Tasmania, and some other islands surrounding Australia was just one big mass, and it was referred to as Sahul. The estimated distance from Timor to Sahul around this time is about 90 kilometres or 55 miles. That's a long fucking way on a tree bark raft. And what's more, these early humans almost certainly would not have been able to see Sahul from Timor, no matter how high the hill, no matter how tall the mountain, because dust and dirt and vapour and particles in the air limit a modern human's unobstructed view through the air to about 20 kilometres or 12 miles, far short of the 90 kilometres or 55 miles between Timor and Sahul. Now, I'm aware that this number of a 20-kilometre line of sight includes pollution in modern-day world. I looked for sources and estimates on how far in the atmosphere without current levels of pollution you'd be able to see, but I really found nothing. And plus, we don't know how capable human eyes were 65,000 years ago. It is likely that they were very similar to what we have today, but we just don't know for sure. We may not know how or why, but the crossing of the ocean from Timor to Sahul was the first unequivocal evidence of a sea crossing by humans to another land. Many experts remark that the arrival of Homo sapiens in Australia was one of early humans' greatest achievements, and Chris Stringer, who wrote the book The Origin of Our Species, said that the voyage, quote, clearly demonstrates the high capabilities of the people who first accomplished it. He also said that the accomplishment was a turning point in human evolution. The Aboriginal Australians that are alive today are descended directly from those Homo sapiens who crossed the sea 65,000 years ago, and somewhat finished a journey started by their ancestors in Africa 100,000 years prior. From Somalia to Sahul. History of Australia is a Burke Media podcast. Dialogue and music was written, performed, recorded and mixed by Chris Burke in the world's most livable city, Melbourne, Australia. Hey, it's Chris, and thank you so much for listening to the first episode of the History of Australia podcast. I'm really, really excited to get this thing off the ground, but at the moment what I need from you guys, the listeners, is a bit of your help. Season one I've got all mapped out. I said earlier on in the episode that I've got a basic plan, a brush over of the history from then until now. But in season two and on from there, what I want to do is focus in on specific people or specific events, and I need your help, the audience, to let me know what you guys want to hear about. So if you do have a good idea of what you'd like me to cover, please send me an email to thehistoryofaustraliapodcast@gmail.com. That one again, it's a long one, thehistoryofaustraliapodcast@gmail.com. Other than that, leave us a rating if you liked what you heard, and we'll see you next week.